Today is Thursday, May 3rd, 2007. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. All right, you knew this was going to happen. Shock jock Don Imus reportedly plans to sue CBS Radio in effort to collect the $40 million balance left on his contract. $40 million balance. Think of how much you make working very hard in whatever you do, a year or in a lifetime, and this guy wants to collect the $40 million left owing to him. This is according to Fortune.com. Imus was fired by CBS on April 12th after making racially insensitive remarks about the Rutgers University women's basketball team. Again, according to Fortune.com, Imus has hired Martin Garbus, a New York-based First Amendment attorney. The report says that Imus's five-year contract, which was signed in 2006, paid him $10 million per year. A source told Fortune.com that the Imus lawsuit will be based on language in the contract that encouraged a radio host to be confrontational and irreverent on the air. The story is on MSNBC.com, and it makes me wonder, and it makes me shake my head. $40 million, and you're encouraged to be confrontational and irreverent. $40 million. I heard Don Imus's show. I watched Don Imus on MSNBC. In my opinion, he's not worth $10 million a year. Some of us work very hard. You, me, everyone. We would be ecstatic to have $1 million a year, let alone $10 or $40 million as he's going after this firing. Can we blame Don Imus for this? No. He settled a contract or signed a contract that gave him that amount of money. I give him credit for that. But for the type of programming he did, CBS should be ashamed of themselves for signing him up to that. Howard Stern makes more than that, and in my opinion, Howard Stern's entertainment, if you want to call it that, is just garbage. Radio needs to be looked at. Some of these salaries for the hosts need to be looked at, because $40 million a year for a Don Imus or a Howard Stern makes no sense to me at all. I'm Dana Pretzer.